Well, WILL's Youth Media Workshop has been working with five or six students?
I believe it's five.
Okay, five African-American students at Urbana High School to create a video about the history of Douglas Park Drum Corps entitled "And the Beat Goes On, the Spirit and the Legacy of the Douglas Center Drum Corps." They've got quite a fascinating history, and a special screening of this video will be shown at noon this Saturday at the Art Theater in downtown Champaign. And with us today are two of the students who produced this video, Nick Green and Brian Mitchell. How are you guys?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, great to have you guys here. It's got to be real exciting to know that your project is done and that it will soon be shown on Saturday on the big screen at the Art Theater.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah. How did you find out about WILL's Youth Media Workshop?
Well, I actually seen them walking down the halls, and because me and Brian are friends, I asked him where he was going, and they told me about the whole project, and I said I wanted to join. So I went to one meeting, and then I liked it, so I stayed the whole way through.
And Brian, how'd you find out?
Well, I found out through the social worker at our school named Grace Mitchell. She asked me that I want to do a project through the WILL, the WILL Center, and I told her yes because I heard about the projects they've done in the past, and I wanted to be a part of it. So
I bet you guys both understand now better how TV and actually even making film, I mean, video, actually works behind the scenes now.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. Did it spark some of your interest, or maybe is this something you might want to pursue further?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, real fun doing it. And then, like, me and Brian were watching the show, and we noticed some stuff that was wrong and some stuff they needed to change. And so, like, this helped.
It helped our views in a lot of different ways.
Very, very cool. What were your responsibilities? What did you do to make this project happen?
Everything.
Yeah, we did a lot. We all did different things. Like, at first, I started out with the camera, and Brian was the interviewer. But then after a while, we switched. Like, I set at the light. I helped with the cameras. I did some interviews, and we all did research about the Douglas Center Drum Corps.
So WILL, the people involved with the Youth Media Workshop, just kind of acted as a mentor, but you guys did everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They showed us once, and they helped us if we messed up twice, but after that, we kind of took it over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the best way to learn, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you have real professionals giving you guidance and helping out, but you guys actually doing it, that really helps. So how did you decide on the Douglas Center Drum Corps as the topic of your project?
Well, we really didn't decide that. Dr. Patterson wanted us to do the history of the drum corps.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we knew nothing about it. So it was something that would have been perfect, something to teach us mm-hmm. that we didn't know about our own community.
Yeah. And besides, he was around that time. So he knew something about it, but he wanted us to learn more about it. So we really started to research that.
And researching something you know nothing about means that you really have to research hard. And this is, how did you find, because I've seen the video, it's really fantastic. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Did a really terrific job. How did you find the people to talk to? How did you find the people who are actually involved with the Douglas Center Drum Corps?
Well, first we went to the Urbana Free Library, to their archives, and we got a lot of information there. And then we saw, like, different names. And as we saw those names, we would see if we could get the numbers, are try to set up interviews with the people.
Yeah, so we basically went around trying to find anybody who can get in touch with somebody mm-hmm. from the Douglas Center Drum Corps.
So you're almost like private investigators in a way, yeah, trying to track people like down.
Yeah, and we actually found one of them, and then we found another one, and then they knew people. Yeah. And the last one we found, we actually knew him, but we didn't know that he was a part of the Drum Corps.
That's something. That's pretty cool. And I bet the people you talked to were very excited to share their stories. They were probably very excited you were working on this project.
Yeah. Yeah.
It brought back a lot of memories for them.
Oh, I bet.
You can tell in their faces when you see the film. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. They kind of light up. They're very excited and very proud of their
And then you see
part.
The emotions sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it definitely brought back memories.
Tell us a little bit, for the people listening right now who don't really know too much about the Douglas Park Drum Corps, tell us a little bit of the history and when were they, most prominent in our community?
Well, actually, I don't really know the time. I mean, we researched that, but I forgot what time it was. I think it was in the 60s, but No, the 60s is when they went to New York, but right. they started in the 50s. So, and they started a drum team for people who couldn't be in the Champaign or Urbana marching bands and stuff. So they started their own band at Douglas Center, and they went to all kinds of competitions. They went to Milwaukee, they went to Chicago, and they ended up in New York for the big competition, and they actually won first place.
And they won first place after being all of these competitions in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But it wasn't an easy thing because they had to raise lots of money.
Yeah, they had to raise a lot of money. They had they did fundraisers, car washes, bake sales. They did a lot throughout the whole time to raise, I think it was like $3,500.
Per person, right?
Per person.
Yeah, and they did get some community support. As this got more and more publicity, some of the community and businesses helped out as well, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. Started out with not only drum corps, but there were female majorettes.
Yeah. And they actually, when they went to New York, the majorettes actually won best dressed.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
And speaking of dress, what kind of uniforms did the drum corps have?
They had a lot of different, but the most memorable ones was the army fatigue.
Yeah. They was like a army style. Mm-hmm. Like, when the leader Bud Johnson took over, he was more of a military. He was in the military, so he showed a more of a military style.
Had that kind of influence.
Yeah,
I talked to Karen. You met her up front here at the radio station when you got here, and when I told her that I was having you guys on, and I told her about your project, she was very excited because she remembers the drum corps and all the parades.
Yeah,
and
they did a lot of 4th of July parades.
And they were very, very popular. I mean, they not only played the drums, but there was more to it, too. They had choreography and everything.
Yeah, they had, different drums. They had the snare, the bass. They had all the different drums. Then they had the dancers. And, sometimes they would even dance themselves. So
really?
Yeah.
Really cool. And why did they stop performing?
We was talking to one of the interviewers, and we asked him the same question. He said he believes that nobody wanted to take over the leadership, or nobody was willing to take over the leadership, and just nobody was being taught at that time. Mm-hmm. So it kind of died out.
Kind of faded away, which is really kind of surprising because they did so well. That competition in New York, they were up against, 346 other drum corps, and they won.
They won first place.
Yeah.
So they're actually trying to start it back up now, and there's a guy, Lee Duncan, who's taking it over.
And he's got a history with the drum corps, doesn't he? Does he or not?
No.
Okay.
But he plays drums. He just learned about it when we learned about it.
Gotcha. So he was excited about what it meant and all that.
I
thought it was really exciting too. After they won in New York City, Walter Cronkite on the CBS Evening News mentioned it. That was a great exposure too. Let's talk about the showing at the Art Theater. Give us the details. It's Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon
at Boardman's Art Theater.
And anybody can come. It's open to the public.
Yes.
And the cost is
free.
You're kidding me.
No.
I've seen this video. True. This is really good. Yeah. So you invite everyone to come and see your work here. It's really,
anybody
really terrific.
Can come.
Yes.
It's a great history of the Douglas Center Drum Corps, and it's free and open to the public Saturday at noon at Art Theater in downtown Champaign. And we want to have as many people there as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is a wonderful project. It's a wonderful documentary in the history of the Douglas Center Drum Corps. Once again, the special showing of And the Beat Goes On, The Spirit and the Legacy of the Douglas Center Drum Corps will be this Saturday at noon at the Art Theater in downtown Champaign. And we encourage everyone to come see this project. Nick Green and Brian Mitchell, along with Jay Walker, also helped produce this, right?
Yes, sir.
And we appreciate you guys stopping by to tell us about it.
Thanks.
All right.
No problem.
Thank you. Good luck. And we'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
We'll get a check of local news from Ed Kelly next.